Members of the media and those who have donated to the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home Project in Dyce took advantage of an opportunity to get a sneak peek at how the home looks before it opens to the public in August. Some of Johnny Cash's family members took a private tour of the home Friday morning before members of the media were allowed to look through the home. Additionally, work has been done on renovating the administration building, which will serve as a visitor and information center, and work is also taking place on rebuilding the theater next to the administration building. Johnny Cash's brother Tommy Cash joined Johnny's sister Joanne Cash Yates and Johnny's daughter Tara Cash Schwobel as they looked at the home the Cash family lived in between 1935 and 1954. After looking at how the home has been restored, they addressed the media. Tommy Cash's reaction.
Well, it is a wonderful thing, you know. My parents would be, they would think this is unbelievable. And Joanne and I and Tara and everybody in our family is honored to have this administration building rebuilt and the house that we lived in for many, many years, house number 266. And we thank you for coming today and sharing our passion and our love for this community and our house and our administration building.
The restoration of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home started in 2009 when the Arkansas legislature directed Arkansas State University to explore the feasibility of developing Dyce as a heritage tourism destination in an effort to revitalize the town. In 2011, Arkansas State University acquired the Boyhood Home of Johnny Cash, and the ASU Heritage Studies Program, under the direction of Dr. Ruth Hawkins, started the restoration process. Graduate students in the Heritage Studies Program conducted the research, assisted in oral history interviews, interpretation, and programming of the project. Dr. Hawkins has worked with the Cash family to make sure that every detail of the house was brought back to life. Joanne Cash Yates says she was overwhelmed by emotion when she went through the house.
Everything in the house is, Tommy and I agree that it's perfect. I don't know of anything that was wrong.
They picked the passion.
To walk into Mom and Daddy's bedroom and to walk into mine and Reva's bedroom where Johnny slept, and especially more than anything to see where Jack slept and the pillow that Tara brought that was Jack's. This is a beginning for me to come back many times. I think we're probably going to keep Highway 61 hot. Coming back to Dyce to bring our friends. We have many friends and family members that couldn't come today that can't wait to see it. So it's a new beginning. And for our immediate family, for our children, for Rhonda and Fallon, and for all of our family and all of you that have become our family, there's not words to say, but we thank you with all our hearts, and we'll be back.
Johnny Cash's youngest daughter, Tara Cash Schwobel, remembers going to the house with her dad years ago.
I haven't been here for probably about 30 years, and Dad brought us here on his bus, and it was really close to his heart, and he would talk about growing up here all the time, and we stopped by one time, and I don't think the house was occupied at the time, and we walked around the house, and I just remember how pensive he was and how touched and moved he was walking on the land and looking in the windows, and so today was the first time I had been back since that day, and I really felt Dad there today, and I know he would be so moved and so touched and so happy to see what has been done to the home. He was such a historian, and to preserve the home that he grew up in, that you grew up in, it's unbelievable. I was so filled with emotion, and to see how you lived in such a small, beautiful, warm, love-filled home, it just filled my heart. I can't even describe the emotion I felt. I'm so touched.
The house is about 1,000 square feet and can fit about 15 people comfortably at a time when touring the home. The home had many of the items that were in the house when the Cash family lived there in Dice, including the original piano that Johnny Cash's mother used to play, and a radio the family used to gather around to listen to music and shows. The house did not get electricity until 1945, and there was no running water in the home at the time that the Cash family lived there. The Cash family had to draw the water that was used in the home. And Tommy Cash says all of those memories came flooding back when he entered the home Friday morning.
I felt right at home when I walked in the front door. It was like 1955 for me, 1950, or even back in the 40s. It seemed like that it was just meant to be. And I know my mother and father and my brother, Johnny Cash, would be thrilled at what's being done here. And we are so appreciative as a family for everything that's being done.
Joanne Cash Yates went straight to the piano, which is located near the front door of the home.
That piano, it is the original piano. It's Mama's piano. And the songbooks that are on the piano, some of them, I believe, are original. And Mama used to play that piano. I know when she would sit down and play that piano, it was such a peaceful thing for her, with all the drudgery and the hard work of a farm and the house and the family. When she would sit down at that piano and play, it was like a healing thing for her. And my daughter sat down today and played that piano. And I felt like Tommy did, that we'd walk back home. They say you can't go back, but Tommy and I got to go back today.
Yes, we did.
And we thank you for that.
And Tommy Cash went right to the radio.
You know, my daddy bought a Hallicrafters radio back when I was just a little boy. And we used to listen to the news and WMCT in Memphis, or let's see, or WMPS.
Yeah,
on that radio, and
wow,
WMC and WREC. And we're just so glad that we got to be a part of that.
How do you remember that?
What?
How do you remember that?
I love that old radio.
I know you did.
That's all we had. We had no TV, no running water.
John used to, we grew peanuts, and we grew popcorn. And John used to make cocoa and sugar fudge and put peanuts in it. And boy, we'd sit there or he would listen to the radio, gangbusters, and especially gospel music, and eat that fudge and popcorn till we got sick.
And Tara says the fact that the house did not have the modern amenities that today's homes do added a lot to the home, was something that was actually attractive to her 14-year-old son, Alex.
I think that the beauty of the simplicity in our chaos of today's world is so refreshing, to come into a home that's just so simple. There's nothing, no clutter, and it's refreshing.
The Boyhood Home and the Administration Building restorations are actually the first phase of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home Restoration Total Project. Additional phases will include recreating farmstead buildings at the Cash home, such as the barn, smokehouse, chicken coop, and outhouse. A walking trail will be developed that will connect the Cash home and the town center. A caretaker home replicating an original colony house will be added, and visitor services are in the plans for the future. Completion of the total project is expected to cost $5.59 million. To date, $2.5 million has been raised, which includes $1.5 million from the Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council, $500,000 from the National Endowment for the Humanities as a challenge grant, $140,000 from the Arkansas Legislature, and $360,000 from private contributions and proceeds from the annual Johnny Cash Music Festival. This year's festival will feature Reba McEntire, Bobby Bear, and Loretta Lynn, and will be hosted by legendary singer and comedian Mark Lowry. This year's festival will be held August 15th at the ASU Convocation Center in Jonesboro. The opening of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home will be the following day, August 16th in Dice. The project is expected to draw approximately 50,000 visitors annually, resulting in nearly $10 million in tourism-related income to the region. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.